If you've ever tried putting sunscreen on kids, you know it can turn into a full negotiation or a meltdown. It used to be a bit of a battle for us until I found Primally Pure Sunstick. It's super quick, no mess, no rubbing anything in forever. You just swipe it on and you're done. It's mineral-based with non-nano zinc and really simple ingredients, which I feel good about using on my kids. It's just clean, easy coverage that doesn't slow us down. So if you've ever stood there reading the back of a sunscreen bottle, shop Primally Pure's SPF collection for simple, non-toxic ingredients you can trust.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keith, joined as always by Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
Hello.
Nice. Sneaky Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Now, Ryan,
yeah.
A little peek behind the curtain. You were just telling me quite a tale.
I was.
You might be playing a little bit hurt tonight here, or I'm cautious.
I'm playing a little hurt.
Yeah.
Yep. I was going to save this to the end, but let's bring it up now. Smoke inhalation is a real thing, and I'll tell you why, people. my wife was in the kitchen. She came banging on my door. I was prepping for the podcast. She's like, "You come in here." What had happened was she was trying to make hot chocolate for my daughter and herself, and she left one of the burners on. She thought she turned on the right burner, turned on the left burner, which on top of that was a candle lighter, one of the big extendable lighters.
Oh, boy.
So I walked in and just a house of fire, literally, and might have inhaled some smoke, and I'm a little stuffed up right now. And all I could smell is burning plastic. So
now the good news, Ryan, is you are always somebody telling us to check the expiration dates on our fire extinguishers, so I assume you're up to code.
I am up to code, but it wasn't necessary this time.
Okay.
I actually grabbed a pair of barbecue tongs, picked up the lighter, and threw it into the snow. So thank God for the snow.
I'm glad, you know, years ago, maybe you would have just pulled your pants down and pissed the fire out, but you opted for a different method.
No, I peed myself this time around when I saw
all
the black smoke in the kitchen.
Yeah. Smart. Well, you got the windows open, and without further ado, I say we get to the news of the week, shall we?
Yes, please.
Well, Ryan, I know this is a passion of yours, but would you like to update the world on what is going on with Ben Affleck and Batman?
Oh, I can't wait. Let me tell you this, dear listener. Guess who was right the entire time?
Oh, that's right.
My man.
That's right.
RFK3.
That's right.
So it turns out that the Ben Affleck experiment as Batman is over with for the most part. I think he still might show up in Flashpoint from what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
But after that, he is the only person to play Batman to not get a standalone movie.
Wow, that's quite a little nugget there. Even Val Kilmer had his own. George Clooney had his own. Keaton, of course, had two. Bale had three. And he was he sort of had half a movie. I mean, at least Batman was in the title of one. But yeah, that's a shame because he's a good Batman. He was good.
And now you got these jabronis saying that, like, Ain't It Cool News broke it first.
Oh,
you know who did.
Piss off.
You know who did.
Piss off. Now, there was that one report that came out around San Diego Comic-Con, and then that's why there's like a rumor floating around, so that's when I asked Casey Affleck. And then I think we all know that we were right. And I want to go back to all those shit ants that were tweeting at us, being like, oh, these guys just want clicks. Clicks on what? I still don't get that. It's clickbait. It's a tweet, bro. I don't get any money if you click on my tweet at all.
Yeah.
But anyway, did you see the Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom trailer?
I did. What a great little treat to see Jeff Goldblum. I say that five times fast, huh? Jeez, I'm crow. Jeff Goldblum back as Dr. Ian Malcolm.
Yes,
huh?
That's what steals it. Also, you get the raptor that was friendly with Chris Pratt in the first one is all grown up. Raptors? I don't think make great pets. I can't imagine this is going to play out well, but you never know. He was sort of like the raptor whisperer. This guy.
Yeah, hey, even cute chimpanzees turn on people.
That's true.
I think
I think we've seen that. There was also that time that the lion almost murdered Siegfried, or was it Roy? Was it Roy?
One of those weirdos.
One of those creeps. Roy almost took a chunk out of, or got a chunk taken out of. Other trailer news, Ryan. A lot of trailers this week. Exciting week.
Lots of this week in hashtag Dork.
Jessica Jones Season 2 is going to be out March 8th on Netflix, so we don't have to wait too long for Season 2 of Jessica Jones. What would you make of the trailer, if anything?
It's pretty good. I mean, we didn't really see much, but she's, you know, jumping around and mixing, scrapping, you know, like fighting people. So
what did you think of the little jab at the end to Spider-Man in a way?
Wouldn't it be nice if he just kind of like poked his head in? Wouldn't it be nice if she was speaking to him?
Guess what? It won't happen. It'll never happen because they don't cross over anymore at all. The Netflix used to reference the movies. They don't even really do that. And the movies, sure as shit, don't talk about the Netflix shows. So it seems like a waste of time. But who was she saying that to? Trish is my guess.
Yeah.
Or hopefully, will we get any Luke Cage in this? I hope so.
Maybe. Yeah, someone's going to show up.
They get married, for Christ's sake. At least they do in the comics, so we'll see if they do here. Next, how about the Spider-Man animated Spider-Verse movie that'll be coming out late next year? What can you tell us about the Spider-Verse?
Okay, so the Spider-Verse is you're dealing with multiple realities that they kind of cross over.
Oh, boy.
So you have, like, your big Spider-Men that will show up from time to time. And often they will work together, so it's actually pretty neat, you know, where you have the Amazing Spider-Man working with Spider-Man Noir, working with Spider-Man 2099, working with Miles Morales,
yeah,
and then working with the Scarlet Spider. So they're all over the place.
Christ. Yeah,
and Madame Web is kind of the person pulling all the strings. If you give my pun, I didn't mean to be a pun.
No, that is quite all right.
Yeah, so it's actually pretty neat, and I think the idea that Miles Morales is finally getting his own picture, albeit animated, but
yeah,
Peter Parker still kind of shows up in it.
Right. So,
you know, saying, like, how many of us are there, you know?
It looks like it could be batshit crazy, though, if you don't mind me saying.
It's no Samurai Batman or Batman Ninja.
Oh, Batman Ninja looks like it's going to rip nips off. I can't wait for that thing to get going. Also, great news is Deep Blue Sea is going to have a sequel, Ryan. Deep Blue Sea 2, it'll be rated R, and it'll be out sometime in 2018.
Now, are we just playing fast and loose with the word great now?
I liked the film. It is probably the third best shark movie. I would put it below Jaws and Open Water, and then I would rocket Deep Blue Sea. There, number three.
You just love Samuel L. Jackson's pep talk. Is that Deep
Correct.
Blue Sea?
That's yes.
Deep Blue Sea,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, yeah. Spoiler alert, he dies. He dies
right in the middle of it.
He dies there. Hey, we have a Walking Dead mid-season finale. And so this is season 8. And so there are 8 episodes into season 8. I don't want to spoil it, but it's still not great.
I don't want to complete you, you know, steer you.
I don't want to go there for you. I'm not loving it. I am watching it because I want the goddamn thing to end, and I want to know what goes on there. Quickly here, before we get to the video game minute, the Golden Globe nominees came out, and I'm not going to go through all of the actors and directors and everything, but real quick, Best Picture and Best TV Series. First, Best Picture Drama. The 5 nominees are Call Me By Your Name, Dunkirk, The Post, The Shape of Water, 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Have you seen any of those, and do you want to see any of those?
There's, out of all of those, there was one that I want to see, and I tweeted it out today. The Shape of Water, the Guillermo del Toro movie, which, by the way, leads the pack for the most nominations out of any Golden Globe nominee.
So I recently saw a preview for this in the theater with the movie that I'll tell you in a moment what I saw, and I was not interested at all. And, like, maybe I need to watch it again, but I was like, okay. But anyway, you're in on Shape of Water.
I am, and I have been for some time, and that's why it was. I very rarely get to say, like, I was right on that one, you know?
Yeah.
And there I was.
So there you are. So, you're the guy. I do want to see Dunkirk. I'm pissed I didn't see it in the theater. I know it's a better theater experience, but by the time the Oscars roll around, I'll certainly watch Dunkirk. Christopher Nolan. It's supposed to be like the best war movie ever. The musical or comedy, and you were saying fast and loose with the word great. This is also fast and loose with the word musical or comedy. But the five nominees for the best picture there are The Disaster Artist, Get Out, The Greatest Showman, I, Tonya, and Lady Bird. Now, we've obviously both seen Get Out. Get Out's great. Yep. It made our top 50 great horror movies of all time already. That is tremendous. The Disaster Artist is the James Franco movie based off of the movie The Room, which I actually just saw The Room. I watched the whole thing recently.
Blew your mind, didn't it? Did it blow your nips off?
My nips, I'm just sewing them back on right now because that was certainly a thing.
So hi, Mark.
So bad. So I do want to, it's just like the nonstop, like, quote, love scenes. You're like, all right, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With that girl, and like, all due respect, but that girl's disgusting. And almost like,
where do they get her?
Oh, my God, I don't know. The Greatest Showman, I have no interest in. That's the Hugh Jackman circus movie.
No.
I do really want to see I, Tonya when that comes out. Margot Robbie as Tonya Harding.
The Red Band trailer was awesome.
Oh, my God, it was great. It's going to be really good, awesome. I think.
Yeah.
And then I saw Lady Bird. So Lady Bird, my wife, and I saw it this weekend. We don't see a lot of movies together because I usually go by myself and see comic book movies or Star Wars movies. But we went and saw this movie together. This is the movie that you've probably heard by now as 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Like hard and fast, like a hard 100. It's not even like a soft one.
No.
Like it's not even like some of them have like 12 critics. This one is like in the hundreds.
It's like close to 200 last I checked, and it was 100%. Doesn't mean it's the best movie. It just means that everybody that saw it, nobody said it stunk. And it was good. It was like, I don't even know how to describe what it was about. It was like a high school girl kind of like going through life, like a middle class, middle lower class family. And she goes to like a Catholic school, so there's some rich girls there. I don't know. It's just really good. Like the girl, I can't even pronounce her name, like the super Irish name.
Saoirse Ronan.
Saoirse Ronan is awesome. Yep. Like she's going to win an Oscar for this. And then Laurie Metcalf, who, spoiler alert, is the killer in Scream 2. She turns in a wonderful performance, Ryan. Oscar buzz abound. She should win or at least be nominated for supporting. She plays the mom. She was really good. So this is a movie. It's not really like a hashtag dork movie by any means, but this is one that if you like a really well-acted, well-written film, you will like Lady Bird. My wife even said it's not as depressing, obviously, as Manchester by the Sea, but a similar vibe where it's just like very real. You're like, these are real characters doing real stuff, and they found a way to make an entertaining movie about it.
Well, so, I'm gonna check that out.
Check out Lady Bird. Now, best series, drama. They split this up, same thing, drama or musical or comedy. So the drama, the five TV shows nominated are The Crown, Game of Thrones, The Handmaid's Tale, Stranger Things, This Is Us. So I've only seen two, obviously, Stranger Things and Game of Thrones. My wife loves The Crown and Handmaid's Tale, and neither of us watch This Is Us.
Yeah, see, I watch This Is Us from a little, you know, from afar when my wife's watching it, and I poke my head in because, you know, we love that Amanda Moore on the podcast because she is a local from the Granite State.
She sure is.
You know, she's a Nashua native.
That's right.
As am I.
Yes,
so,
that's right.
So I like that, and it's fine. I think Game of Thrones should run away with this.
Yes.
But at the same time, like The Handmaid's Tale, like people were all over that.
Oh my God, loved it. People loved
cuckoo,
it.
Yeah, just cuckoo bananas. And I don't know how I feel about Elizabeth Moss. It feels like if you get her on a 45-degree angle, she's all right. But
I'm a no on Elizabeth Moss. You know what's really weird? Like what a odd combo. You know she was married to Fred Armisen.
I did know that. Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's very weird.
That's very strange to me. I don't know why that is. I'm like, how did they meet? Like, why would
they
be together?
Why.
What? Okay.
You know what the craziest thing is? I just have a hard time picturing Fred Armisen being attracted to anybody.
Right.
He's just like one of those guys who's just so weird, he just does his own thing.
He just absolutely does his own thing. Or he has sex with the lady in Portlandia with him. Like, they're both weirdos together.
Yeah.
I don't know. Although that could be his sister. I don't know. They look alike. Whatever.
No, she's actually the lead singer of a band called Slater Kinney, which is actually an all-girl kind of grungy band, alt-rock grunge band.
So, I like that.
Fun fact.
Are they as good as Kitty?
I think everybody is worse than Kitty. That's the greatest band of all time.
The best series.
Not true.
No, it's not. The best series, musical or comedy, the nominees are Black-ish, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Master of None, Smilf, and Will and Fucking Grace.
That's just a terrible category.
Oh my God. Like, was Curb Your Enthusiasm not this year? Or what the hell happened here? That's a
what's going on?
What a shit list. So anyway, let's put that to bed. And we're behind now, but Ryan, let's get to it.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
What do you have? What do you have?
I got a lot of stuff. So this is kind of a huge bit of news for the classic gaming community. So you remember the game GoldenEye, Richard?
Yes, of course I do.
So you remember the first level of GoldenEye was called Damn. Were you played the beginning of the movie?
Yes.
So you'd run in the last bit as you jump off the dam, and then the plane takes you away and all that stuff. So it was believed for the longest time that 15 seconds was that's the fastest you could do this. Like, you could do this. It was for 15 years this record stood, and nobody believed that you could go faster than 15 seconds. Well, guess what?
Trust me, I can. Sorry.
14 seconds. So that's
really.
So that's so it's kind of it was kind of a big news in the streaming kind of speedrun community.
It's a game changer. Sure. Yeah.
And like a second is a huge amount of time. And so in their world, not to me, but to them, that's a huge amount of time.
No, right, exactly.
One of the most frustrating things I got into this week. Have you heard of this HQ Trivia?
No.
Mobile app?
No, I like trivia though.
It's a trivia game where you join. They play at 3 and they play at 9. It's live. And if you are the last person standing, you either win a sum of money or you split it, depending on how many people get to the end.
Oh.
So they had one last. They had two rounds last night that were $10,000.
Jesus Christ.
And it's free. But here's the rub.
HQ Trivia? Okay.
HQ Trivia.
All right.
Here's the rub. The lag on this game is atrocious. It's like unplayable.
Like Friday the 13th, the first weekend?
Yeah, like you get, I think you get like 5 or 6 seconds to answer the question, so that defeats any, you know, cheating or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
There should be no bullshit phone of friends.
And there were like four times where I tried to play this game and like I never saw the question because I ran the lag me out of like it's trash. So it's a fun thing. I hope they fix it. I hope they get some better servers.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea. Yeah,
it's a great idea. You know, so. Hopefully that pans out. Here's some good news that you'll like, Richard.
I love good news.
Guess this year, 2018, this coming year, is the 30th anniversary of the game Mega Man.
Ooh.
To celebrate this, they are releasing, finally, for all platforms, Mega Man 11.
Oh, fuck. That's awesome.
Now, knowing what we know about recent side-scrollers like Cuphead, like I bet this game is going to be impossible.
Most likely.
I just played Cuphead a little bit. That game is so hard. So that's pretty cool. So so Mega Man 11 is coming out in the fall of 2018 or late 2018. So that's fun.
Nice.
So you in on that?
I am definitely in on that. Yeah. All right.
Let's see. I had some other notes here. There was a new Death Stranding trailer, which is the new Hideo Kojima game with Norman Reedus and Mads Mikkelsen in it.
Ooh.
And I cannot make heads or tails of this thing.
I bet it's weird.
I don't know what is going on.
For sure, but it's weird based on those two guys.
Yep. And the last thing, it was said today that the new God of War will be 25 to 35 hours of gameplay.
Okay. All right.
The ones before that averaged like 9 to 11.
Oh, nice.
So this game is massive.
You're getting triple the game, kids.
Yep. So that's good news.
That's great news.
So that's all the news that is fit to print.
Well, that is a lot of great news. Now, Ryan, should we get on to the topic du jour?
Yes, because I would ask you what it is, but I'm too excited, and I need to talk about it.
It's the topic of the day, and today, leading into Star Wars The Last Jedi, we figured let's take a stab with some Star Wars theories. Now, everybody listening to this has watched all the Star Wars, I assume. So this would be spoilers for previous movies only. I didn't look ahead to, like, the cast list or read really many articles at all or watch any YouTube videos. So on my end, and I could speak for Davey as well, there's really no spoilers here. So if we get something right, it's a guess. Like, by no means were we pouring through the internet looking for leaked spoilers, because I know people have already seen the movie now, and there are some reviews. I think most of them are spoiler-free. but I didn't want to do that. I don't want to ruin it for myself. So these are just wild guesses on our part. So I put together a list of questions here, Ryan, and we'll both answer them as we go throughout. So the first question, I think we sort of kicked this around before, but with the name of the movie being The Last Jedi, who do you believe is the last Jedi?
Well, so this was the, you know, once the title of the movie came out, this is what the wild speculation as to what this meant. And I honestly believe that it is a plural.
Yes, I believe in one language already, like German, like the way it's written or whatever, it's already like clearly plural.
Yeah, so I believe it is Rey and Kylo, Ben.
Ben Solo?
I'm going to call him Ben.
Yes.
I'm not going to call him Kylo Ren.
Rey and Ben. Now, I would say this. I was rewatching The Force Awakens recently, and in the opening scroll, it does refer to Luke Skywalker as the Last Jedi. Now, that
yes.
things can obviously change, but I thought it was interesting that in that one, they're basically saying he is the Last Jedi.
Right.
I also look at it as maybe the potential of how we know Jedi. Like, you've talked about this before, about how like there's a light side, a dark side. Now there may be that gray. And
yes.
as we go forward, there may no longer be any Jedi, at least in the definition that we know them to be, right? If that makes any sense.
So that's exactly my point. Is that I think Luke is the last of the old Jedi, and that these ones are the Rey and Ben are going to be the kind of the new
yes
ones. And I think last might be misleading. I think it's the last as you know them.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So there'll be like maybe they'll still be underneath that name because it's a sweet name. You don't really want to change the name. Keep the Jedi name, but you might have to
right.
do something else with it. Now this is so the Last Jedi is an interesting one, and I think probably have a lot of the same answers there. But this is where it gets really wild. So in Force Awakens, they obviously introduce us to a new character, and that would be Snoke. Grand Master Supreme, or whatever the shit it is, he is in charge. He is the big dick of the dark side right now. But who is Snoke? Snoke theories are everywhere, Ryan. What is your Snoke theory?
I like the idea that he's Darth Plagueis, the one who escaped death. So to learn how to escape death. I like that theory because there is some literature that says that he has like a completely mangled face.
Yeah.
So that would make sense. Although this is one of those movies, and we'll get into this a little bit more as we go. But like, I don't want to be right. You know, I want to be surprised. Like I kind of in my mind, I would love this to be someone like I've never heard of before.
Yeah,
you know, but
But the Star Wars, there's so many people are related to whoever. Like it's very incestuous. So
yeah.
It would be surprising. It's a huge galaxy. So if we're led to believe it's this huge galaxy, it would probably be somebody that we don't know. And I'd be happy with that, too. Of all the ones that are sort of out there right now, I like the Darth Plagueis one a lot as well. Because he was somebody that we haven't seen. Darth Sidious, or I guess as Palpatine, he's explaining that whole story. One of, I would say, the cool kind of conversations in the prequels, which are, for the most part, trash. But there's some good stuff here and there. And he's talking to Anakin about how, and honestly, he could have made the whole thing up. Like, we don't even know.
Right.
But he was telling him about, hey, Darth Plagueis, he can keep people from dying, which is obviously like a big appeal to Anakin at the time. And then he's talking about how, hey, like, you know, and then ironically, like, he died. Like, he couldn't keep himself from dying, which would be great because then it's the old switcher, like, or could he, sir?
Or did he?
Or yeah. did he? All along, he has been. And then maybe he's got that huge scar on his face. So maybe Palpatine, you know, did kill him, although I think he said he just snuck up and killed him in his bed or whatever, but whatever. Maybe he finds a way to return to life, but he's all messed up.
And that's the thing, like, what's yeah. like the dude in Game of Thrones, so like there's a little bit of him that doesn't come back every time.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh yeah, right, exactly.
Thing.
Now, Snoke also said during Force Awakens, he says, if Skywalker returns, the new Jedi will rise, which is also just kind of an interesting way of, he's talking about the new Jedi. The goddamn movie's called The Last Jedi. So other Snoke theories. Remember the guy I talked to at Comic-Con? He said Mace Windu, which is just
that's bonkers. I don't know. Yeah,
I would not.
We
imagine.
Never really saw him die. So
yeah, I don't think
he
it's Mace Windu.
He saw him get thrown out of a window.
It's definitely not Darth Sidious, right? It can't be. That wouldn't make any
no,
sense.
It can't
It wouldn't be Vader. It wouldn't be Darth Maul. It wouldn't
be... What if
be...
it's Maul? Oh, what if it's Maul?
What do you get? You like a dehorned?
I don't know.
My man's got horns and like a red face.
Well, maybe it's like their horns are like our hair, so the older they get, they fall out.
Oh, what's the friggin' guy? Remember the guy that was on the Jedi Council that had like the weird haircut, and he had like kind of like a lot of wrinkles in his face? You know who I'm talking about? Like not Yoda, obviously,
yeah,
but like the other guy?
What you're talking about.
Fuck,
yeah.
I forget his name, but I wonder if... But anyway, yeah.
What if it's Jar Jar Binks?
What if it is Lando Calrissian?
Who knows?
What if it's Watto?
Shit at the wall. What if it's Watto? He's pissed. He's pissed that Anakin got away.
Do you think Snoke is Sebulba?
still pissed about that pod race. Gonna take it out on the family.
So you're saying Snoke is Jabba the Hutt?
That's what I'm saying.
Is what you're saying?
That, definitively, that's what I'm saying.
Or Salacious B. Crumb. So you're telling me Snoke's the guy from the band in the fucking bar room there?
Max Rebo, yeah. It's Max Rebo. That's exactly who I'm talking about.
You think he's Dexter Jetster from Attack of the Clones?
These are all deep cuts right here.
These are the deepest cuts. Dexter Jetster is as deep of a cut as I can come up with. Even
Star
Wars
like
fans. Max Rebo is a great one. But Dexter Jetster is a good one because I mentioned him because he looks like somebody. I was like, oh, he looks like Dexter Jetster. And they're like, who? I'm like, oh, well, I think it was in episode 2. There's like a 5-minute scene in a restaurant. They're like, what? It's like, I don't know that, and I'm glad I don't know that. I'm like, okay, all right, fair enough. So anyway, oh, by the way, email us and tweet us, dorkpodcast@gmail.com and @dorkpodcast with all of your theories and your answers to these questions. So who is the last Jedi? Who is Snoke? I'm with you, by the way, Plagueis or somebody new. Those are the two I would accept. All right, what about this one? A lot has been made of Rey, obviously. Who do you believe she is related to, if anybody, that we know of?
I want her to be a Skywalker, somebody. You know what I mean? There's this whole thing out here with her being a Kenobi.
Yes.
But if you know any of the Skywalker traits, one of them is, like, and I think you pointed this out, she can talk to machines. Like
she talks to everybody.
Yeah,
she can talk to him. She speaks the BB-8 language, and also the whatever that thing was that was like trying to take BB-8 right when she first sees him. Like she,
I believe his name was Tito.
Oh, was it Tito? She yells at him in like his language.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, so she could speak every language. And then there's also that flashback scene where you see her where she's really small, and like her family's getting like taken away. So like, I don't even know who like taught her shit.
Well, she's a polyglot, as you said, someone who speaks multiple languages.
A polyglot?
That's what it's called, yeah.
Are you a polyglot?
Latin. I am.
Nice.
So you have that in her. She's very good with machines.
Yes.
You know, she can fly. Well, you know, and these are all instincts. We don't know if she's ever flown a plane, but she jumps in the Millennium Falcon and she's just flying all over the place.
Yeah,
she knows it in and out. So
she's probably
a very
pod racer, is my guess.
Yeah, she could be. That's a very Skywalkian thing.
But here's so, and I looked for this even when we first watched it. So she has a line in there. She's like, "I thought Luke Skywalker was a myth," and she knew who Han Solo was, but she didn't recognize him. So like when once he is, she's like, "Oh, you're Han Solo!" Like holy shit. And then the other thing with her is, remember she like had that need to go back home? So it was like somebody told her, like, "Hey, I'm going to come back for you," or something like that. And that's why I think the Kenobi door is still there. There could be, like, she could be Obi-Wan Kenobi's granddaughter. There certainly could be that.
It could be. It could be. I think that would be lame, though. And you remember in A New Hope when Luke, then Kenobi's trying to get Luke to go with him, and he said, "I can't leave. I have to go home."
Yeah.
Like, I have to go back home.
Well, and it was the harvest season with Uncle Ben there, or Uncle Owen, I mean.
Yeah, so there's another common thread there. That like, I need to stay here. I need to be here.
But
you
know
she
also, she thought Luke Skywalker was made up. So even if she is a Skywalker, she definitely never saw Luke unless she was, like, under 3, let's say. Because, you know, whenever you really start to have memories of certain shit like that. Because then even when she sees him at the end, she's, like, kind of, like, she can't believe it.
Well, then, you know, it might make sense, you know, if Luke went to the Jedi Temple, he went somewhere to train new Jedi and then maybe perhaps stole a smooch from somebody and had a sneaky kid, you know, would
Leia
and Han know about that?
So you think he knocked up somebody, and then that's Ray's mom?
Could be. And then she's the one. She leaves Luke behind, and she's the one that. You know, I'm just spitballing here. You know, these are just trial balloons, as we say. You
I
know,
like
but
it.
That would make sense to me.
So you're saying Ray is related to Sebulba?
Yes, yes. And the what do they call them? The Gamorreans? Those pig face guys in Jabba the Hutt.
We just do it every single time. So you're telling me she is related to C-3PO? You're like, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, only, but not by marriage, not blood.
Right, exactly. So yeah. I think my guess, like if I was just making a guess, like we would win prizes for our guesses, I would say Kenobi, but similar, like I'm different than you. Like I kind of hope that she's like her own person, but I don't know.
I hope so too.
Yeah. No, I thought you said you wanted her to be a Skywalker.
Or you know, but like I said, so. I don't want, like I said, I don't want to be right. And this is what I mean. You know
oh,
what I mean?
I gotcha.
Like, there are all
yeah.
these theories, and I want it to, like, blow my mind. You know, what if she's related to, like, Galen Merrick, the guy from The Force Unleashed?
Yes, I want it what to, if, I want it, I'm with you. I want it to be a Morty's Mind Blowers.
Yeah.
That's what I want. So, Corey on Twitter, he tweeted us when I said we were doing Star Wars theories, and he
Hang
said.
Hang on, time out.
Yeah.
Did you just mention an episode of Rick and Morty?
Yes, I did.
See, we did it. We did it, Wes. We did it.
I'm thinking about changing my fantasy football team name to Morty's Mind Blowers. Corey on Twitter says, Rey is a Palpatine.
Oh.
What do you think of that?
That's something.
That'd be something else is right.
That'd be something else. I mean, the age gap is there, but, you know.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, the other thing with Rey, too, is, like, remember there was that whole conversation for a while, like, is she a Mary Sue, which is basically just like somebody that doesn't have flaws. Like,
yeah,
there was no reason to dislike her. Like, she, everything she did, she was great at. Like, you'd obviously root for her. So I wonder if she'll have any kind of, like, I don't know. Is there anything shitty about her?
Well, I think one of the things that's going to be shitty about her in this movie, and Luke alludes to it in the trailer, is that, like, she doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
You know, like, where you have, like, you know, what if you've just found out? And remember they had that whole thing, the Jedi have that whole, you never train somebody above a certain age. Remember that's like a thing.
Oh, my God. And they mentioned it in all the movies. Like, Luke is so old. They're like, Anakin's so old. I'm like, he's a lot younger than Luke. Well, I guess that was earlier, but yeah, you get the idea.
And
yeah.
They're like, Luke's too old after a while. But, like, she's old, like, in terms of,
yeah,
she's, you know, well into her adulthood. You know, Luke could have, yeah, you could have said Luke was a teenager. You know, Anakin was, you know, a preteen.
Yeah.
You know, but she's a full-blown adult. So, like, that could be disastrous. You know what,
yeah,
I mean?
Oh, yeah, sure. Short could be. All right, this next one is Kylo Ren. What do you expect him to be doing in this movie? Or Ben Solo, as it were? Because I kind of think, like, I like his look a little bit, but he's kind of a bitch. Like, he throws a temper tantrum. He wears a mask, even though he doesn't need to wear the mask. Like, I know he's, like, it's an homage to his grandfather, but...
Yeah.
Bro, you didn't even need a mask. And then I know you were hurt, but you didn't do all that well against somebody who had never held a lightsaber. Like, I don't know. Kylo Ren sneaky sucks.
And I think you're going to see a change. If I were to guess, I would see that he flips.
Yeah.
I bet he's going to flip.
You think he's going to become a good guy?
Yeah.
I wonder if we get any more of the, like, the Knights of Ren type of deal. I wonder if we'll see some of that.
You have to, because they mentioned them, but you saw them in, like, a flashback for, like, 2 seconds. So you have to get some of that. But there has to be something that happens, and I'll get to it in a second, that I think. But there has to be something that happens to him that's like, no.
Do you think he ends up training Rey or, like, working with Rey in this?
He has to.
Yeah, okay. My prediction is, and I think they said that they weren't going to kill Princess Leia. Like, obviously, Carrie Fisher is no longer with us, but... I think he does. Like, I don't think he becomes good, and I think he ends up killing his mom.
See, I don't see that's the catalyst. I think he doesn't. Someone else does.
Okay, that makes sense too.
So, like, my guess is, and well, we're jumping around a little bit in our thing, but I think it's going to be Phasma who does it.
Oh shit! I don't think Phasma does dick. I think Phasma.
That's what she has to do something.
Yeah,
you know
she
what
has
I mean?
To do something. Actually, you know what? Let me take it back. I think that Kylo Ren eventually will be a good guy, just like Darth Vader, but in this movie he won't be. So my guess is, because the first one, and maybe they could go in a completely different direction, but they also know, like, what breads their butter, And so Force Awakens was a lot like New Hope, and therefore this movie should be even better. And then they're going to do some things to tie up in, at the end of the trilogy. So I wonder if Kylo Ren, who was trained by Snoke in the dark side, so if he's going to be like Vader, who ultimately kills Darth Sidious, maybe Kylo Ren ends up killing Snoke in Episode 9.
Yeah, that would be something, because that's a Sith thing. You know, where the instead of taking over for your master and training somebody, you actually kill your master.
You kill your master. Yeah, it's like the rule of two, and then he can have an apprentice. But this time, he wouldn't have an evil apprentice, assuming he's still alive. Let's see. So the other thing is, so Kylo says that Luke's lightsaber. This is back in Force Awakens. He says that Luke's lightsaber belongs to him when Finn has it. Like, Finn picks it up, like, he doesn't know what the hell he's doing with it. And he's like, that lightsaber belongs to me. So, do you think that there was... And obviously, he learned to train with Luke before he was ultimately seduced by Snoke. Do you think that maybe they had a battle or something like that, and he defeated Luke, and then he got his lightsaber? Like, maybe that's what was on the lines. Like, hey, if I beat you, I get your lightsaber. Or maybe he just simply beat him, and he's like, I'm taking your lightsaber. You're a pussy. Go in hiding.
Well, technically, wasn't the blue one... The blue one is technically Anakin's, right?
Yeah, but Anakin... Then, Luke
had it.
And then
Kenobi...
Kenobi
gives it to Luke, but then in Return of the Jedi, Luke's is green. Like, the one he makes for himself is green.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, so that's Anakin's then. So he's saying, this is my grandpappy's.
Yeah, right. Like, that should be, that belongs to me, isn't like, that should have been handed down to me.
Yeah. Okay.
And maybe it was a situation where, Luke was like, no, I'm not going to give this to you. Like, this, you're getting a little too obsessed with this dude here. I'm like, I'm not going to give that to you. And then he, pouts and throws a temper tantrum and
like,
whatever. Yeah.
So Luke Skywalker, a lot has been made based on his placement in some of the movie posters, if he will become a bad guy in this. And so I guess at the end of just this movie, will we look at Luke Skywalker as a good guy, a bad guy, or in-between guy?
I think there is a crisis of faith going on with Luke right now, obviously. He's on pilgrimage, and he's trying to figure out a new way to do this, because obviously the old ways don't work anymore. With these damn kids and their cell phones.
Millennials is who you want to blame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got kids throwing temper tantrums. They can't control themselves,
Terrible.
And, so I think he's, he doesn't know. He doesn't know what to do.
Kind of toeing the line, I think.
Yeah, but he knows the deal. Like, he knows how this stuff works, and he's going to be a great mentor for somebody. We don't know who. But I think the purpose of it all is kind of lost on him right now.
Yeah. Oh, he's a man confused.
Yes.
I think it's a fair thing to say. All right, next question, Ryan. Will The Last Jedi be the best Star Wars movie ever made?
It would be a very, very difficult thing to replace Empire, in my mind.
Oh, my God. I think it's going to be nearly impossible. However...
Like, you could look at these 8 movies that you've seen so far and say, okay, that one was good, but this...
Mm-hmm.
Jedi was good, but Ewoks.
Right.
The first one was good, but there's a lot of plot holes. There's a lot of things you can pick. The prequels are the prequels, whatever. But Empire was perfect. It was the perfect.
Oh, it's everything. And they introduced a bunch of characters. You got more of some of the characters that you liked. It was a powerhouse. That's why I'm hoping that this one, if this piggybacks off of Episode 5, you will get new characters that you love, like characters that made their debut in Episode 5. You should get that in Episode 8, I would imagine.
And that was the cool thing about it, like you said, is they introduced characters that you cared about.
Yeah.
They weren't just like throwaways. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So my guess, the only way this movie can be better than Empire would be is if it was just nonstop porg sex. And when I say that, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking porg porn. I'm not. This is not going to be a rated X movie. We already know that it's not. But classy scenes of porgs having sex at Tatooine, going back to Naboo, even though I think it's destroyed, have sex there.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It's not there anymore. You go back in time, have sex. Mustafar, a little hot sex there.
Yeah.
Where Jedi Temple, wherever you want to do it.
Kashyyyk. We'll go to Kashyyyk with the Wookiees. They're watching. They're getting involved.
Oh, they're definitely getting involved. I think porgs doing kind of porg things, menage a porg, whatever it can be, just multiple porgs getting in.
I like the idea of a Porg Wookiee key party.
Yeah, absolutely. Just people having a good time and things having a good time. Weird stuff for Porgs. I guess my other question, I have several questions here. Will we see multiple Porgs?
I think so. I think there's going to be, you know, maybe Chewie picks one out of a litter.
Yeah, so that's just
one. Or somebody does.
All right, so these are rapid fire. Do Porgs mate for life?
They have to.
Yeah, because like they've got some penguin in them, and penguins
they
mate for life.
They do have penguin in them, yeah.
What do Porgs eat?
Oh, that's a good one.
You know what? You're not going to like to hear
blue
this.
Blue milk. You know what? What if the Porgs produce the blue milk?
Oh, I like that. You know what? This might be hard for some people to hear, but Porgs, what do they eat? It might be other Porgs.
Oh, no.
I'm very sorry, but there's a cannibalistic element to these guys.
They do have some sharp teeth.
They have very sharp teeth. If they need to. It's like a polar bear. If it needs to, it will eat another Porg. How long do Porgs live?
Oh, 5 to 6 years.
Yeah, it's a shorter lifespan.
Lifespan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can Porgs fly?
They can hop and flutter. They can hover for a little bit. And then
what about like
down.
A big jump, like a Jessica Jones?
No. Think they're you know, if they fell off something, they could probably flutter their wings and kind of land softly.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think they're flying anywhere.
How long can a Porg hold its breath underwater?
However long it wants.
Yeah, it could almost sleep under there, you think?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Speaking of sleeping, are Porgs nocturnal?
They depends on where they come. I don't know where they come from.
Yeah.
You know? But I think
there's a lot of questions
maybe they
here.
Come out at night to avoid the other predators.
Yeah.
They are quite
there's so many questions as it relates to Porg. What would you think their primary use is or their primary function?
Other than blue milk?
Yeah, actually, you may have pinpointed it on the blue milk. You could milk those bastards. And what's weird is you milk the males.
Okay, here's the question I have about Porgs. What is their primary sense? They have big eyes, but are they sightseers, or do they not have great eyesight and hearing or motion?
No, believe it or not,
is that the taste?
No, it's touch.
It's touch? Oh.
Yeah, believe it or not, they're a very sensual creature.
With that little wing, that little stupid wing?
Yeah, they take them with their wing. They got their feel. They got their left wing that can feel anything. And they have really nice thing to have if you're a Porg. Now, do Porgs lay eggs?
Oh, good one. They do have platypi features. They could be the only, like a mammal that lays eggs, like a platypus.
You know what I heard? They actually don't lay eggs, but they will sit on other creatures' eggs. To warm them.
See, that's nice. See, I like that.
isn't that a sweetheart of a thing?
That's a great little thing that they do.
That is really kind. Now, again, they may also eat those eggs, depending on where they are, because they could be really hungry.
So, if you pour water on a Porg, do you get more Porgs?
Only after midnight. For fuck's sake. I love a good Porg. I am in. I don't know how you can't be in on these little bastards. I really hope they talk though. I hope they speak like the King's English.
You know, I just don't want one on the millennium. You know, Chewie looks aggravated at the Porg. I don't want him getting in the controls and mucking up the works.
What did you think of that picture that was out? I don't know if it was like an Entertainment Weekly or whatever it was, where it was Chewie and it looked like he had a feather in his mouth.
He likes to roughhouse. He likes the monkey business. You know, so I think he might be slapping it around a little bit, but maybe just to scare it.
You don't think he ate one, do you?
No, that's just monkey business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you know what he reminds me of, and I couldn't find the GIF of it or even a picture of it. Remember in Super Mario Brothers 3, on one of the levels, one of like the little bad guys, like as you're like going across the map, would put something in its mouth and then spit it back up. Remember, like, it would, like, throw something at you, but it would swallow it, and then it would, like, throw it away? I was like, I wonder...
Was it Birdie, the one with the egg?
It could have been. No, it wasn't Birdie. I forget. I don't even remember what the name of it is. I have to literally go back to that level and take a picture of it. But I was wondering if maybe Chewie and the Porg have, like, some sort of 1-2 combo where they can, like, attack.
Sorry, Birdo, not Birdie.
Oh, Birdo. Man, no, I don't think it was. It was, like, a little dude kind of creature... And he'd like walk back and forth, and then he'd swallow this big like ball, and then like throw it up towards you. and you had to jump over it and then kill him. That's the whole thing. Anyway, get your porg questions in. Male and female porg, though, right? Or do you think it's just one kind of porg, like an asexual porg?
Or do they change genders like seahorses, like sea husses, depending on who they're with?
Yeah, I don't hate that. I don't hate that
do
at all.
Do female porgs eat male porgs after stealing a smooch?
After they steal a smooch, they might. They might murder the other one.
These are things we need to know.
Porg questionnaire. Hopefully we'll get the answer to all of these after the movie this week. Let's see.
I can see you taking a tour of Skywalker Ranch and being like, look, can we just sit down? And they'd be like, no, we're past this now. You've asked like eight porg questions. We're just like, but I just need to know one more thing.
Does anybody else have any non-porg related questions so we can continue the tour?
Like, and if someone raised their hand, be like, put your hand down.
It's a porg question. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Do you think anybody of significance dies in this movie?
I think Leia dies.
Me too.
Movie.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think her and that's it.
And you know what's striking? Going back to porgs, if you don't mind. I know you don't mind going back to porgs.
I do not mind.
Your fascination with porgs is only matched by my fascination that you have no love for ice dogs, ice foxes.
Oh, I wouldn't say I have no love for. I do. I'm with you on the fact that they are wildly underrated right now.
Yeah, like don't sleep on the ice foxes.
There's not a big buzz for ice foxes. So are the ice foxes going to be good guys, bad guys?
I think they're scouts.
Ooh, yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Like they send them out when.
No, I'm definitely
trouble afoot.
I'm pro ice fox.
You're pro ice fox,
but porgs, man. Porgs.
Have you seen the porg?
Have you seen the fucking porg? Although, I'll tell you, when I saw the trailer, like the still image of the porg made me literally laugh out loud. But then the trailer version where he kind of squawks, I'll be honest, I didn't love that.
No, I don't like that noise he's making. Maybe, you know, he's distressed.
Maybe he was just a little scared, I think.
Yeah.
Are we going to get like an Admiral Akbar type in this?
I think Akbar's in this. He's got to be, right?
Oh, I hope so. Now, what's the lifespan on that old bastard? Got to be forever.
I don't know. He looks like he's got a life alert thing right now. But he's drooping a little bit.
He's had a lot of life experience, though. You could say that about him. I love that prick.
He can sniff out. He can sniff out danger. Say that.
Yeah, you think he's got a good sniffer on him, and he's got maybe the best peripheral vision in the game, or only peripheral vision.
If you were standing right in front of him, he's got nothing. But
he can't see. And you sneak up on Admiral Akbar. You walk straight at him. Okay. My next one, you kind of tipped your hand on where you're going there. I was going to ask, will Captain Phasma do anything of significance? Because a lot of people have compared her to Boba Fett, where they look cool, they have a cool name. In theory, they're really good, but they don't do dick. And so you think that Phasma kills Leia.
I think so. And one of the people that there's two people, actually, that we haven't even touched yet, and that is...
Finn?
What's his name? Finn and...
Poe Dameron.
Pilot guy. Poe Dameron. So Finn and Poe, we haven't even touched them.
Well, let me ask you... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they have more to do with Phasma than the other crowd does.
Now, do you think that... And this was a little bit of buzz when the movie came out. Do you think Poe Dameron and Finn are gay?
No, I don't care. Is that weird?
No, I don't care either. I honestly don't. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, that actually came out because there's, like, a lot of GIFs and memes going around. Like, the way they look at each other, like, the way Poe Dameron, like, kind of sizes them up. And then I think it even was a topic on, I think Poe Dameron was on Ellen, actually. And, like, the topic came up. And he gave it sort of like a ambiguous answer in the sense that, like, yeah, maybe it is, like it could be, or like he's like, yeah, I was playing it romantical, and like there's romance, and like you don't know what character. I don't know. But I wonder if they'll explore that at all, like if they'll want to make it clear that one of the characters is, or if they're just going to continue to have it be like, what, your call, like your fielder's choice.
And to me, like, you know, we're in the day and age now, Richard, where, you know, if it doesn't add anything, like, what's the point? You know, has other than, you know, kissing your sister and, you know, Han Solo and Princess Leia being an item, you know, has there ever been, like, any, like, real like romance. Well, I guess you could say, you know, Padme and Anakin and
well,
stuff like
Han,
that.
Well, no,
like,
Han and Leia, and then they had a kid, and
that's
like,
what I mean.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean,
but like, do we need to over sexualize this whole thing?
No, I don't think you do.
Yeah.
I just didn't know. So sometimes, because I'm with you, like, if you're like, if it doesn't really affect the storyline, what's really the difference? But some people like to put out a like a positive role model. Right, like they'd be like, all right, well, this is like we're not backing down. Like this is a gay character, so the gay community can rally behind Poe Dameron. And if so, great. But you're right. If it has nothing to do with the plot, like, are you just shoehorning that in to be like, hey, look at us. We're not scared of that. Like, I don't really know what the point would be either. But
in my mind, it's like, you know, this is like, hey, did you know that Poe Dameron has brown eyes?
Yeah,
and I'm like, okay. Like, what does that have to do with the plot?
Yeah, fine. He's also a sweet pilot. Let's see some more pilot scenes.
Seriously.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't want any of that action. You know, I want to see some action. You know, and you're going to sit there and you're going to tell me that just because they hung out and did actions together that, like, Vin Diesel and Paul Walker, like had some looks?
Do you think one...
You know what I mean?
Well, there's been some rumors about Vin Diesel, about stealing smooches, maybe.
Well, you know, that not
Not
Dominic Toretto.
No, not in Fast and the Furious. No, he is very macho man in that.
Oh, yes. Muy, muy macho.
Do you have any other predictions and or hopes? Maybe things that you would like to see in the film?
I would like to see a little bit more action in this one, and I would like to see maybe a new character that we don't know.
Yeah, so I was thinking about that as well. I think we're definitely going to see some new characters. I had a couple that have been mentioned.
They have the the little Asian lady who we don't even know who she is yet.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Or like Laura Dern? Like, what's Laura Dern doing? What is, what's her name? Maz Kanata. What's Maz Kanata doing right now?
Maz is up to no good, probably. So these are two characters that were mentioned in Force Awakens that we do not see, that I wonder if we do. There's a character called Duquesne, and I bet we see him in some capacity. He was the guy, it was mentioned, that he stole the Millennium Falcon from Han Solo. So you got to imagine he's the real deal if he can steal it from Han Solo. And then it was also mentioned that the Irving boys, so two dudes, the Irving boys, stole it from Duquesne. So I wonder if we see any or all of them in this movie, because there's like a little backstory already about them.
And what is up with Conja Club? Is Conja Club still kicking around?
Probably. I would
Fun fact, those two guys in Conja Club were in a movie called The Raid.
Ooh.
Which is one of the best action movies I've seen in the past 10 years.
Oh, okay. The Raid? Okay.
Yeah, check that out.
Speaking of...
But Kanja Club, the guys in Kanja Club in Star Wars are the stars of The Raid.
Speaking of sweet team-up action or action movies, I think we're in store for BB-8 and R2-D2 to have a couple of kind of big scenes like together doing some weird... Like, you notice, like, as the movies have gone on, they've added like the droids having different features and like the ability to kick ass. So like I feel like we're gonna see a few of those with those two guys.
Is C-3PO gonna get his gold arm back? Or are we gonna stick with the red right hand?
The red right hand.
You got me.
Song from Scream, which is a great track there. Maybe. I'm not a huge C-3PO fan, to be honest.
He's a bit of a wiener. I get it.
Yeah, like his act's tired. There was a time and a place for it. I'm kind of done with it.
Well, he needs him. Well, yeah, because like no, he doesn't need to translate anymore.
No, he doesn't. Like we got Rey. Rey speaks every language, bro.
Yeah.
We're good. All right. Anything else on Star Wars: The Last Jedi? These were all of our theories from Snoke to Rey to Kylo to Porgs to Captain Phasma and everything in between.
Bring me the new Jedi Order. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Bring me some new type of Jedi, some gray Jedi. You know?
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. Hey, we got an email of the episode this week, Ryan. It's not Star Wars related, but it does go back to our last episode where we talked about Will Ferrell movies. This is an email, dorkpodcast@gmail.com, from Chris, who says, hey, guys, I've written you guys a couple of times. This time I bring up a theory I've been working on for years. He says, Davey brought up his Ben Stiller theory about how he's never the funniest guy in a movie. Here's my Ben Stiller theory / observation. Ben Stiller really enjoys running. You may be thinking, what the hell are you talking about? You are a crazy person. But if you go back and watch the movies he is in which he is the leading role, there's most likely a scene of him either running or sprinting in a straight line for at least 5.5 seconds.
I love I love the idea of this guy doing this with the stopwatch. With the stopwatch, how long Ben Stiller, and like writing it down in
a
spiral notebook.
And then he also, in the email, he attached pictures and video clips. He goes, here's a list of movies that I've seen that I either definitely remember him running, sprinting, or I'm about 93% sure is a running, sprinting scene. He goes, hallway scenes in all three Night at the Museum movies. And then he put in examples of it. He said, in Tower Heist, he sprints after a car that's leaving the garage. Tropic Thunder, sprinting on the bridge towards the helicopter. Zoolander 2, Starsky and Hutch. The Watch and Little Fockers are the ones I haven't seen in a while, but I'm pretty sure I remember a sprinting scene. He goes, that's seven definites and two maybes. I don't think that's a coincidence. What does all of this mean? Quite frankly, it means that Ben Stiller enjoys running and that I have seen far too many Ben Stiller movies. And he goes, on a side note, go ahead.
I'm glad that people are picking up on my sort of dislike for Ben Stiller. I think
I think it's a good one, but now that he mentions it, I think you can definitely remember a scene of Ben Stiller. He's got kind of like short, choppy steps, and he's like his head kind of bobs. Like he does that in a lot of movies. Yeah.
You know what it is too? His arms in relation to the rest of his body are incredibly long.
Yeah, and he also runs with him.
He has a little tiny torso and like huge arms.
Yeah, it is interesting because Tom Cruise runs in a ton of his movies too. And I still go back to one of the great things that Ben Stiller ever did was the MTV Movie Awards where he was pretending to be – he was Tom Cruise's stunt double. Remember?
That was funny.
Tom Cruise, and he spelled Cruise differently. And and so he was wearing the same shirt. He was doing the same laugh. But there was also scenes where they were like running. And so that reminds me of that as well.
And that's the other thing too. Like he is a terrible athlete. And I would say if we had a worst athlete award, so Ben Stiller directed The Cable Guy, and Matthew Broderick might be the worst athlete on film I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Watch the basketball scene again with Matthew Broderick and tell me that guy has ever caught or thrown a ball in his life.
Isn't it off-putting? It's so off-putting when you see somebody that can't throw.
No, it's the worst.
You're are you all right? What happened? Played pass? Chris ends his email. He says, on a side note, I can't remember if you guys did this on the other feed, but a full-length mailbag episode would be tremendous. We actually did. We've done one or maybe two mailbags. We could probably open it up. Maybe early next year we'll open it up.
Yeah, let's do it again. Maybe we'll start the new year with some mail.
You got mail. I got mail. Yeah. Anyway, that's probably not PC anymore.
You know what the other idea that he had? I think, was this the guy who was asking us too to do a meetup?
That might have been him, or that might have been somebody else. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I like that idea.
Yeah, yeah, like a meetup somewhere.
I don't hate that. Let's rent out a roller skating rink and just get nuts.
Or maybe like an arcade. I think maybe we just meet at
Dave and Buster's. Let's go to Dave and Buster's. Whoop it up.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, by the way, did you see Shark emailed us too? Our buddy Shark. He had a list of all of his. He liked the Will Ferrell episode, and he was going through all of his favorites as well.
Much to the chagrin of Mo Shark, who did not like him yelling at the radio.
Right, he was yelling at the podcast. He says we've started to hit our stride here, which is good. It's been 130 episodes, so thanks, Shark.
Yeah, better late than never.
All right, let's get going.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
All right, Ryan, would you like to kick or receive?
I'll kick this week.
All right, I have a couple of things. This was your pick of the pod. Let me just respond by saying I watched the Jim Carrey, Andy Kaufman thing.
Yeah.
What a fucking loser Jim Carrey is.
He is now, yeah.
You don't think, I love Ace Ventura. I love Dumb and Dumber. I like a lot of Jim Carrey movies. Like, think about it. 1994, I was 10 years old. So there wasn't a better actor in the world. I mean, maybe Adam Sandler, but actually that was more the next year. But at that time, there was nobody better than Jim Carrey. But watching him do his method acting and just acting like an asshole the entire time, don't get me wrong, it was very interesting and it was an entertaining documentary. But what a dickhead. You're not Andy Kaufman. You're not Tony Clifton. Cut the crap. But anyway, that was entertaining. And the other thing I would say, we got a bunch of emails and tweets on this. And on AMC right now, Robert Kirkman's Secret History of Comics is like a TV show right now, and they've had a bunch of episodes. I think the finale may be actually tonight as we're recording this. But I watched the first two episodes, and they're really good. Like, the first one is all about Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, and then the second episode is all about the origin of Wonder Woman and, like, the creators behind Wonder Woman, which is a fascinating story that I did not know. So I would recommend, and I assume the rest of it is as good as the first two, but at the very least, I can tell you the first two episodes were good.
Well, that's great. My pick of the podcast, I was going back and forth with a bunch of things, and I wasn't really sure. So to mention him again, we had a discussion off-air, behind the curtain, regarding the cartoon One Punch Man.
Yes.
Which Wes has been trying to get me to watch forever, and I finally watched, you know, like the first couple episodes of it. It's kind of a fascinating premise, but so weirdly Japanese that it's awesome. Can All I right. paint a picture for you, Richard?
So I would episode. Like that you would. Yeah, please.
Not a spoiler. Okay. So, One Punch Man is a superhero who living in... It doesn't say Tokyo, but it's kind of like a... It's very Japanese. So, he can destroy anything in one punch, and he's getting to the point where he's, like, bored now.
Yeah, okay.
Like, he does, like, the superhero thing for fun. Like, he doesn't make any money for it. There's no, like... he's not famous. He just, like, goes around and, like, punches things and kills them. How he gets started, the way he gets started is fascinating. So he runs into this, like, picture, like, from the waist up. You remember, like a huge crab from the waist up.
Okay.
And from the waist down, he's wearing tighty whities and has human legs.
Okay.
Okay. So he meets this thing as he's getting rejected from another job. And he's just like, just get out of my face. Like, if you want to kill me, I don't care. So then he's like, no, I'm not going to kill you. I'm looking for this kid with this huge chin who, like, messed with me in the park. And so he goes and finds the kid with the huge chin that just looks like a big ass on his face. And it turns out that the crab monster is after this little kid because he drew nipples on him with permanent marker.
Classic.
And that's how he becomes, you know, a classic, you know, that old yarn. So I'm watching this and I'm like, this is the most ridiculously fascinating thing ever. So if you're into cartoony tunes for adults, check out One Punch Man. It's actually pretty fascinating.
I'll check it out. That sounds very good. That'll do it for this episode of Hashtag Dork. Of course, next week, Star Wars The Last Jedi. And like we do with every movie and TV show, if you're not able to get to the cinema next week, we will still give you a spoiler-free edition at the beginning before we do spoiler full. But I'm guessing, what percentage of the listeners do you think are going to see Star Wars this weekend?
85.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
I'm going. I already reserved my tickets with our boy The Fridge from the Good Brothers podcast.
Oh, nice. What day are you guys going?
We're going together. Saturday night. Friday night.
I may or may not have taken the day off of work on Friday to go see it.
What a guy.
And by may, I mean I definitely did. So I will see it Friday afternoon. And then next week we'll have the podcast available for you. Then you can check out said podcast on the iTunes. You can rate, review, and subscribe. We're on Twitter at Dork Podcast. You can email us, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. YouTube as well. You can subscribe there, youtube.com/dorkpodcast. Ryan, where can the people follow you?
At Arvon D on any major social media outlet. Please come at me.
There you go. And any final words?
Not like that. Not like that. Like, don't come at me.
No, be nice to Ryan on there.
Yeah.
Throw him a follow and just be nice.
I'm not like Rich. I don't wear the negativity as well as Rich does. I tend to snap back.
Yeah, so just leave it. Send it my way. That's fine. I'll be your shield in this case. Now, do you have any? I know it's the holiday season. I don't know if you have any words of advice. It can be a hectic time for a lot of people.
I'm going to tell you like this. You know what the scariest thing you can buy your kids is in this holiday season? You think it's a good idea. You think I'm going to spruce up my backyard a little bit. You know, cut it out with the trampolines. Oh. You know how many people go to emergency rooms because of trampolines?
Yes, a lot.
Cut that out. You know, that, and again, you have like little boys who jump on that. That's just a shoving match waiting to happen.
Right.
You know, so let's not do that. Let's cut the shit with the trampolines. All right? That experiment is over.
Yeah, it's so 2000 and late.
Yeah, seriously. Cut it out.